not more.
Subas daf yutes aleph shir samach zayin.
Morchaim benayim.
I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. I'm Shtaraman Uze Einoy Neemon. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says a memra. I'm Shtaraman Uze Einoy Neemon. Der vazogt Shtaraman Uze Einoy Neemon. Megloibtim nisht. What's bechlal the metzias? What's a shtaramone? What's meant shtaramone? Zok the Hilgi Rashi. Shtaramone meant loy lova klum ela kasvay umasray lemalve shem yitzarech lilvois yilve ve'emino shel yitbeeno elim kein malveu. Loy lova klum means he didn't borrow any money. He just wrote it and gave it to the Malvet. If he ever does need to borrow money, so he could borrow the money, and that's it. So Lamaisa, the Loiv, is putting himself in a very compromised position. Says Rashi, "Ve'eminoi shlo yitbeeno ken malveyo." I trust you. What does shtar amona mean? I trust you. Shlo yitbeeno ken malveyo, unless I borrow the money. So is he planning on borrowing the money? Yes. But he's not planning on borrowing it yet. He's going to borrow the money later. Why is he writing a shtar now if you want to plan on borrowing the money? When you borrow the money, write the shtar. Says the Shita Mikubetzes. We're talking about that there is no soifer that lives in the city. Because there's no soifer that lives in the city, so now that there's a soifer who's passing through, he can write the shtar for us. So therefore, he wrote the shtar. I don't know why he had to give the shtar to the mouth of the loiva. Could have kept the shtar by himself. Right? What?
Why the soifer had to
aid him? What?
Why didn't the soifer first?
People were illiterate back in the day.
You wanted to get the shtar done.
So that means the
shibur is going to start earlier. So it's a shayla. If there's a date in the shtar, so then the chayra, it's a shtar muktam. It's going to be puzzle that we could post. I don't know if you could. I don't know if they post dated it. Pash does not. I don't know. Interesting. Okay. So that's the chayra of the case. So now, frak the Tosfos rid akasha. Tosfos said, if this is what shtar amona means, so then why does the Gemara say later on that if it's the Edim are not believed because it's basically incriminating themselves? The Gemara says the bottom of Daf Yutesam and Aleph, Rabbi Ashi Yomer Loilam Dekarmi Edim. Why they not believed? So it seems that it's usher for the Edim to write a shtar amona. Why is it usher for the Edim to write a shtar amona? We have a klal. Koisvin shtar liloive. Afal pi she'ena malve imoy. What does that mean? Koisvin shtar liloive. Afal pi she'ena malve imoy. The loive can write the shtar even if the malve is not present. So who is the Edom signing on the shtar? Who are they giving the shtar to? Do they see the transaction?
No.
Do the loive ever see the transaction? No. So why over here is this called the Edom incriminating themselves by saying that this is a shtar amona? That's why Frek the Tosfos read.
How they know this? They must have done a transaction in this case. What's the question? They didn't know the transaction in this case.
They didn't see the transaction. Hold on, okay. So Tosfos on the bottom of the Amid, Tosfos says, "Avlo loy chasmi." So Tosfos bavarns this kasha. The bottom Tosfos on the Amid, it really belongs on Amid Beis. Tosfos says, "V'hadu kosvin shtar loyve al pishen amal ve'imoy, haynu lemaisra leloyve v'loy lemalve." Tosfos says, "Who are they giving the shtar to over here? Who are they admitting they gave the shtar to? Directly to the malve. You can't give a shtar to the malve. That's for sure considered to be avla loychasmi." The problem is Rashi seems to say not like that. Rashi says,
how does it help
the malva?
That's the answer why it's not. That's why Tosfos holds it's still like.
It's considered to be an avla.
Why
But it seems like from Rashi, says the Tosfos read, that the Tosfos is Medayik in Rashi, that you're not giving it to the Malva, rather you're giving it to the Loifer. Therefore, the Tosfos read comes and says a different pirish totally in what Shtar Amana is. Says the Loifer, says the Tosfos read, a Shtar Amana is a Shtar that there's absolutely no intention of ever being a Halva at all. So what's the point of the shtar? The shtar is a pure fake. It's in order that people should think that the loiva is desperate for cash. Why does the loiva want people to think that he's desperate for cash? Therefore, no one's going to bother him. Could be he owes other people money, and they want money, and maybe he doesn't want people to... So he says, look, what do you want from me? You know, look how much money I owe Reuven. Look, Reuven's got a shtar chov that I owe him $1 million. So he writes that shtar chov. There's absolutely no intention of there ever being a halva. The whole point of the shtar is just so that people should think that this halva is in place. Very similar to what's called a shtar pasim. A shtar pasim is when a malva asks to write a halva, write a shtar, that people should think that the malva has a lot of resources. The malva says, look, I lent this guy $1 million. You see how much money I have? He owes me $1 million. He owes me $1 million. The difference between a shtar pasim and a shtar mana, according to Tosfos Reed, is a shtar pasim is written so the malva can show everyone that he is rich. A shtar mana is written so a loiva can show everyone that he's poor.
How's the loiva have a shtar mana?
He doesn't. He gives it to the malva. Because the malva is going to show everyone that he's part. That's part of the. Just what the purpose is.
There's no difference in physical writing.
Right?
No. Okay.
Going to Rashi, they even give it to Leva, and they give it to Malva.
Yeah.
So why is there an Avla according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos.
According to Tosfos, not. Tosfos says the Avla is because he gave it to the Malva directly.
They didn't give it to Malva directly.
Tosfos says the cases where he did give it to the Malva directly.
Tosfos and Rashi argue about the case.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So the Chayra. We have to understand Pshat and Rashi. Why is this called over here a case where the shtar is considered to be shtar amanas and a avla? According to the Tosfos Reed, it's very poshut why it's in, why you're doing something wrong, because this shtar is fake. You are signing on something that is 100% fake. This is edus sheker mamish. You lied. You signed Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. No intention of borrowing money from Shimon. Didn't happen. Not happening. What's Pshat according to Rashi? So Echtracht, this Pshat according to Rashi is as follows. Perhaps Pshat according to Rashi is like this. This that we say, that's only if there is an intention that there is going to be a halva. But if the Edim know for a fact that the intention of the shtar is that it should be a shtar amana, which means the Edim know that he's going to give over the shtar without there being ever a halva, then also on that the Edim aren't going to sign. Again, the Tosfos asks a question. The Edim are allowed to sign even though they never saw the money pass. So what do you want from these Edim over here? You said if the Edim do that with the understanding that the money is going to be transfer hands, fine. But over here the Edim knew it's a shtar amana. How do they know it? How do we know that they knew it? Because that's what they're coming in and saying, shtar amana. If Edim know it's a shtar amana, then we hold them responsible. You should not have signed on a shtar that you knew there was not going to be halva. If we sign a shtar, we don't know anything. We sign a shtar, we give it to the loiva. Okay, you know, we'll assume there'll be a halva. Then they didn't do anything wrong.
What's wrong with that?
So we'll have to see. We'll see, Rabbi. So what's wrong with that? I'd like to explain as follows. I want to know, when Edom sign on every shtar, what are they signing on? This is a very fundamental kasha, Beis Hashem. We'll deal with it ba'arichus Nifloa in Gittin, when we get to Gittin. What are Edim signing on? I'll give you an example. Two Edim come to a chasana, the mechubit to sign on the shtar, on the ksuba, let's say. The mechubit to sign on the ksuba. Now they have another chasana to get to, they sign on the ksuba and they leave. Did the Edim ever see the kedushin?
No.
Did the Edim ever see the shtar actually be given to the one? They see anything?
No.
So what are they? What are they signing on? They're edim. What are they edim? What are they witness to? What's the witness? On a shtar kedushin, I Ruvain and Makadish Leah with this shtar signed to edim. They signed on the shtar. They didn't. They saw anything bichlal. So says the Nesivus in Simon Chav Ches, says, you're right. All the Edom are signing on is something called Das HaMischayev. Das HaMischayev means, who is the one that asked me to sign on this shtar? Who told me to sign on it?
Both people?
No.
The Loive.
The Loive, or in the case of the marriage,
Baal.
The Baal. Now the Baal is holding on to a piece of paper that has been documented. You have just made it live. This paper is now live. It's like a live wire. The Baal has to be very careful with it. Because if he drops it, or if he gives it to the woman, then we now are going to deduce that they're married. The Edom never signed on the marriage because they didn't see the marriage. Or in the case of Halva, the Edom never signed on the Halva. They never saw the Halva. What did they sign on? That the Loiva asked me to sign this document. I signed this for the Loiva. So now Loiva, how did this document get from your hands to the Malva's hands? What does Beis Din deduce? It must have been... What?
It was a loan.
Must have been there was a loan. But the Edom don't sign on the Halva. They didn't see the Halva. What do you want from the Edom? That's the pshat of the Nesivus, and it makes sense. Comes along according to Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim in Hilchas Edus in Perek Gimel Halachah Dalid says Reb Chaim, but that's not what it says in the Shtar. It says in the Shtar, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, signed Edom. It says Reuven was Makadish Leah, signed Edom. So we're saying the Edom are only being made of Dasam is Chayiv. Says Reb Chaim, Shtar says a Maridik a Chiddush. The Chiddush of Shtar is you could be made on something that you did not see. And the Edom are saying the following thing. If you find this piece of paper in the hands of Shimon, then Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. If you find this piece of paper in the hands of Leah, then Reuven was Mekadesh Leah. We are being made that if this shtar is in the hands of Pliny, that it happens. It's the Chiddush of Shtar. I could be made at something I didn't see. What? That's what it says in the Shtar. It's the Chiddush of Shtar. Reb Chaim Rabbi Yisai, to understand, Rabbi Yosheber Salavechik once said, before my grandfather came around, a shtar was just a piece of paper. My father made a shtar into a ganze hefzer. This is a shtar. It's not just a piece of paper. A shtar has there is a cause of in shtar, and now a shtar is, you could be made on something you didn't see.
Be
able to get the
correct
pen? If he's
a
Yerish, would that be considered? Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. So Rabbi Yisai, Echmein is what happens if a loiva comes to you and says, listen, I want you to sign on this shtar. I want you to sign on the shtar, but I'm not borrowing the money yet. But I want you to sign the shtar. Maybe I'll borrow the money tomorrow, maybe I'll borrow the money later. I would like you to sign on the shtar. If the Edom sign on the shtar, did they sign falsely? If the Edom is just Das HaMischayev. So the Loiva asked me to sign on the shtar. I'm signing on the shtar. It's Das HaMischayev. When the Halva happens, if the Halva happens, he gave the money, didn't give the money, that's not so much my business. However, if you understand like Reb Chaim, that your side of what Edom are signing on is they're signing that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. They're signing it saying, if you find the shtar in the hands of Shimon, then Reuven borrowed $100, the state that's their edus. And they know this is going to be a shtar amana, which means they know Reuven's going to give the shtar to Shimon without borrowing $100. Are they allowed to sign to the shtar?
No.
They can't sign to the shtar because they're being made edus sheker. Their edus is Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. And they know Reuven did not borrow $100 from Shimon. They know it's a shtar amana. If they know it's a shtar amana, they can't sign. If the whole Eidus is Dasa Mischayiv like the Nesivus, so they say, listen, I would like to borrow $100 from Shimon. I don't know when, what, how, but I would like this to be a Shtar Halva. Okay, we'll sign Dasa Mischayiv. What you do with your Shtar is your problem, buddy. It's your, we're signing that you wanted us to sign it, and we're, and you're, it's live. The Shtar is live. Okay? Therefore, says the Tosfos Rid, why would they do wrong? Because they signed without seeing the halva. They always sign without seeing the halva. Because they're signing on Dasa Mischayiv. Aber Rashi halt nein. They're not signing only on Dasa Mischayiv. The chiddush of shtar is I could be made to something that I didn't see. And what my edus is if you find the shtar in the hands of Shimon, then Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. But if I know for a fact that they're going to give over the shtar without him borrowing $100, I can't sign because I'm signing sheker. He trusts him. Rashi is not like the Nesivus. That's the Avla. It's Eid HaSheker. Signing Eid HaSheker. Yeah. Zogt the Heilige Gemara. The Ka'amar man. So the case is a Shtar Amone. We have two different pshatim in what Shtar Amone is. Rashi with Tosis, a small variation, and Tosis read on the other side. So he said, "Einon Eman Dekamer Man." Who's the one who's claiming that it's a Shtar Amone? Ilayim Dekamer Loive Pshita. Of course, he's not Neman. Kol Kamina, you're going to believe him. The Loive is going to be believed. Ella Dekamer Malve. Rather, it's the Malve who is saying that it's Shtar Amone. Tava Lav Bracha. What does Tava Lav Bracha mean? Why don't you believe him? For sure, you should believe him.
What's going on here that the Malva is coming and saying?
So what does the Gemara mean, Tavel of Bracha? The Chayra, what, if the Malva, what would they be doing in Bezdin, Bechlal? What are they coming to Bezdin? What's going on over here? The Malva is coming to Bezdin and saying, I have a Shtar Amona? What's Bechlal? It's just, what are they doing here? So why didn't he just tear it up?
Maybe he came to get a key. Maybe
it, shh. What?
So,
I hear. Could be. So some want to learn that's exactly what Tavel HaBracha means. Like, okay, it's a Shtar Amona, leave, goodbye. What do you come? What do you? There's no reason for them to be here, Bechlal. It's like, you agree that you don't owe the money, you agree you don't owe the money. Could be. I have a following Chakira, Rabbi Sai. What's the din in this case? A Malva walks into Bezdin and says, Reuven borrowed $1 million from me. And here's the Shtar. Reuven says, that's a Shtar Amona. And the Malva says, you're right, it was a Shtar Amone, but Lemaisa, he borrowed the money from me. What was the point of Shtar Amone?
Trust.
What was the point of writing Shtar Amone in the first place, according to Rashi? He borrowed the money. He wrote it originally, Shtar Amone, but he borrowed it. And so he's mind that the Shtar is a Shtar Amone. What's going to be the din in that case? Oh, so that's the Shaila. Now, you know, as you're saying, it's no longer a Shtar Amone. It's not a Shtar Amone anymore. So is he going to be Naman? Now he has a Shtar. I have a Shtar, Shtachov Yeri, my boy. And he says, no, it's not a Shtar. That was written the Shtar Amone. That's not a Shtar. But I agree, I wrote it.
It's written, it's pre-written. That's what Shtar Amone.
So if you understand, Shtar HaMoneh was like the Tosfos Rid, there's nothing to talk about. Because what does Shtar HaMoneh mean? It was originally written, if everyone's agreeing that it's a Shtar HaMoneh, then this is not a Shtar Bechlal. Because I never wrote it for Alva. But if you learn like Rashi, Rashi Lenti wrote it to borrow money. So it was a shtar. So l'chayra, everyone's agreeing that this is a shtar, l'chayra, that they should be done with the shtar. But if you say like Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim says when the Edom signed on the shtar, they did an Avera. What was the Avera? It's called Edus Sheker. Edus Sheker is not a shtar. Edus Sheker is not a shtar. L'chayra, could be. What? No, because when they signed with Sheker. They said, where's it being made? That if he's holding it, he borrowed the money. It's not true. He's holding it, he didn't borrow the money. So therefore, this the Edus. Kipshutoi, I would think that that if he's made it to Shtar HaMoneh, even if he's being Toivei HaMoboin, he's not going to be now.
They didn't see the money, then not valid.
If the Edom didn't see the money, it's still the shtar is going to be valid as long as they weren't under the impression that it was a shtar HaMoneh. Because that's every shtar is written without the Edom seeing the money. They what? They don't, because we assume once the shtar is found in the hands of the loiva that the money that once the shtar is found in the hands of the malva that he borrowed the money. That's the assumption. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ella the Kamri Edim. So maybe the case is that Edim are the ones that said Shtamer. Ik sav yonim yotzei mokam acher pshita dolo mehemni. V'yeng sav yonim yotzei mokam acher amai lo mehemni. So Rabbi say, if it's Kamri Edim, why does the Gemara say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, ha'oim eshtar aman hu zeh eino neman? The Gemara is talking Lashin Yachid. What should the Gemara say?
Einam
ne'amanim. Einam ne'amanim. Ha'aymrim, Edim Sha'amru.
The
Edus is an Amon. Edim Sha'amru Shtar HaMoneh Uzeh. What is Ha'aymer Shtar HaMoneh Uzeh? So the MS is that the Rabban Leiv on the Mishnah asks a question. Why do you need both Edim to say Ksav Yudein Uzeh or Anusim Hayinu or Psuli Edus Hayinu? Just say, one of us was puzzle. What, we have both have to be puzzle?
More later addresses it.
Why doesn't just one of us was a cotton? On this Mishnah, or just in general?
Or just on the ones in Peshitta?
What? The Seder. So why one of them is enough?
No, they're not.
Why not? Why not? They were Makayimit. We're talking about, we're going that Manish Tashi Kos Vitzorach Lekayimoy. So they were Makayimit because he said, Ksevdein Avo. So maybe in a chanami, Betzim it's enough, it's only one. Maybe if the Edom are talking about themselves, so we say Psuli Edus Hayinu means that the cat had Psuli Edus amongst it. It's, we're talking about the cat, we see the cat together. But when they're talking about the shtar, they're not talking about the Edus, they're talking about the shtar, then they're talking about one thing. The shtar is the shtar one, and then only one of them have to talk. Akoponim says the Gemara, three answers. Simin Baash. Amar Rava, Loilam the Kamri, Loive. And then the Gemara says, Abai Amar, Loilam the Kamar, Malve. The Gemara says, Rav Nasan Amar, sorry. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Loilam the Kamri, Edim. We have three different answers for each one of our Havaminas. Either it's the Loiva, the Malva, the Edim. Simin is Beis Aleph Shin. So I might say it was bothering me. Why is the Simin Beis Aleph Shin? The Simin should be Reish Aleph Shin. Reish Aleph Shin. Why? So every Reb can't be Reish Lechayra, because then every Simon would be Reish, 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 Reish. Right? But Rava is not every Rava, that's his name. Maybe it's Rava. So the emes is that if you look in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samaches, the Gemara in Pesachim Samaches, when it's doing a Simon for Rava, does it also with a Beis. Rava, Rabba, those are both Beis. Maybe you do Beis. However, if you look in the Gemara in Kedushim, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, over there the Gemara does a simen for Rava and does it with a Resh. So you see, you can do Rava with a Resh. You could do Rabba with a Beis. So why over here are we doing it Beis Aleph Shin? It should be Resh Aleph Shin.
It's not only the simen.
Unless there's some sort of meaning to the simen, if it's Be'esh, Rabbi Isai, they want the simen to be with fire. Vais tochois. It's not stama simen. It's supposed to get the olim riled up a little bit. It's Be'esh is the simen. Okay. Let's look to Rashi. Says Rashi, Kol Kaminei, Mahalo Edim Chasumin. Sorry, hold on a second. Back in the Gemara. The Gemara said, if it's Edim, so if Ksavyonim Yotzim Makom Acher, Pshita Dula Mehemni. If Ein Ksavyonim Yotzim Makom Acher, Amai Loi Mehemni. If it's Ksavyonim Yotzim Makom Acher, why are they in Loi Mehemni? If it's Ksavyonim Yotzim Makom Acher, so you don't have a Pesha Aser, why are they not believed? But the Lamaist are coming and saying Shtar Amana. What? It's Kivin Shehigit Shuvena Chayzer Omagid. There's no migul. You don't have a migul over here. Or they could have said paraiti. Chayra over here. It's there's a problem of kivin sheikit shuvena chayzer amagen. The shaila is as follows: the Edom first said signed on the shtar, and now they're saying the shtar was amana. Is there kivin sheikit over there? Their first edus is a steer to their second edus. How is the first edus a steward to their second edus? I'm just telling you what type of shtar it is. So if you're going like Reb Chaim, it's mamish a steward to the original edus. In Achanami, I understand why it's kivin shigun shuvena chayzer amagid. But according to the chayr, the pshat of the nesivos, the original edus was just that there's dasa mischayif. Now I'm saying that there was das mischayif, but how was the shtar? What was the context of the shtar zamana? The chayr and the sivus is going to have to go like the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says when you say shtar amana, what are you saying? There was never really das mischayif. This shtar was a joke. When you originally when you say shtar amana, you say the shtar is not live. The whole point of das mischayif is to make the shtar live. The shtar is not live. This shtar is a joke. So that's kivin sheigud. Because once you signed on the shtar, you're saying that the shtar, there is dasa mischayif. Now you're saying it's not dasa mischayif. Achlera ezei kumtois. Fine. So basically, if you go back through the Gemara for a moment, there's something that's interesting in the Gemara. Gemara says, they said shtar amone, they're not neman. Who said it? If the Malva says it, for sure it should be believed. If the Loiva says it, says the Gemara, for sure he's not believed. And if the Edom say it, if Ksav Yodom Yotzim Makom Acher, so then they're not believed. And Ksav Yodom Yotzim Makom Acher, they are believed. So let me ask you a question. When the Loiva says Shtar Amone, and it's Ein Ksav Yodom Yotzim Makom Acher, what's the din? The Gemara doesn't talk about that. When it's the loiva says shtar, he's moide shtar amone, and it's ein ksav yodem yoytzi mokom acher. What's going to be the din? The chayra, it's going to depend on whether you hold moide shtar shakas v'tzol kamein shtar l'chakayma. So the Gemara should have really done the same thing it did by Edim. The Gemara says, Edim, well, if it's Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mekom Acha, they're not Neman. If it's Ein Ksav Yodim Yotzim Acha, they are Neman. So the Gemara should have done the same thing by Loive. If the Loive is Moide, if Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mekom Acha, so then the Chayra, it's Klori, is not Neman. If it's Ein Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mekom Acha, then it should be Neman. Why did the Gemara do the same thing that it does by Edim? It should have done previously by Loive.
It's
Pashba
Levi either way.
Why?
The Levi would not be Neman.
Why not?
So every Levi would say it.
He could always say if he wants. Well, you have to miskayim b'chay samav. So, I have a pesha asa pesha iter. I have a pesha asa pesha iter. The shtar is not makuyim. Is the shtar makuyim? If the shtar, if ksav yarim yoytze makom acher, he won't be neman. So you're right. As if it's ksav yarim, he can always say mezuyah if he wants. He can say whatever he wants to say. Because ksav yarim yoytze makom acher. So says the Ran, and Achanami, the Gemara really should have said it by Loiva also. It's really the same thing. Gemara wanted to say it for Aiden because that's where we always speak about Ksavim Yotzim Makamacha, yes or no. That's the way our Mishnah says it. Anusimayinu Ksavim Yotzim Makam and Ksavim Yotzim Makam. That's the way the Gemara always did it. So we really waited to say it in Aiden, but it's really true also by the Loiva. Loiva also, when we say that he's Eina Neman, we mean Eina Neman Klape, that if it's Ksavim Yotzim Makamacha, is ain't a neman, but ain't Ksav Yodim Yotzim, it would be neman. But the Maram Shif is Medayik in Rashi, not like that, because Rashi says Kol Kemine, do you believe him? Which, according to the Iran, is saying in a case when it's Ksav Yodim Yotzim Makom Acher, he won't be believed. And what does Rashi say? Kol Kemine, Halo Edim Chasumim Boy. There's Edim signed on it. Upshita Diyiskayim Bechoy Samav. What does that mean? What does Einoi Neman mean according to Rashi? They say the Loive is Pshita that he's not Neman. What does it mean he's not Neman? And you have to go be Mekayim the Shtar. That's called Einoi Neman. So, Chori, the Gemara should have differentiated between Yoytze Machamacher, not Yoytze Machamacher. Stuff. Zokt Rashi weiter. Kid Rav Huna, v'ashmeina on Rav Yehuda Nami Hachi. The loy v'shomer kasavti v'masarti loy. It says Rashi v'ashmeina Rav Huna Nami Hachi that Rav Huna is also coming to teach us this. This is in the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says Amarava loylem dekamri loyve. V'kid Rav Huna da'am Rav Huna Amarav. Moed v'shtashe kasu ein tzarech lekaimoi. Says Rashi, v'ashmina Rav Huna nami hachi. D'loi v'shomek kasavti masarti lo aval shtar amonahu ein tzarech amal v'lachsur lahavi l'heir ala chasima. Says Rashi, what the chiddush over here is that not only Moed v'shtashe kasu, if he says paraiti is he not neman, even if he says shtar amonah he's not neman. Why? De'ein neman loymer lifts lepois loy. The law of it inish the kasav u'masar b'loy halva. Says Rashi, similar to the svara of shtar chobiyari my boy, you have a svara of the law of it inish the kasav u'masar b'loy halva. That's not normal. That's not regular. Therefore, shtar chobiyari my boy is itself a reason to say you're not to say paraiti, and this is a reason why you're not to say shtar amana. And it's a similar type of svara. It seems like from Rashi, we saw in Tosis that it says it's not a svara. We said maybe it's really part of the din of the shtar. They'll have to see. What is the Gemara answer? Abaye Omer Lo Omer Domer Malveh. Abaye says another answer. That it's the Malveh that's saying Shtar Mona. So why not Tovah Lov Bracha? Kigoin Shechav La'acherim. It's talking about a case when that this is going to cause detriment to other people. The Kiddur Rav Nassan, the Tanya Rav Nassan Omer, Minayin L'Noyshe B'Chaveru Mona. One person owes someone else money. B'Chaveru B'Chaveru. And the one that is owed owes someone else. A owes B and B owes C. Minayin Shemaitzian Mizev and Noysen Lazeh. How do we know that we can take from A and give it to C? Tamad Loy Mevenasan Asher Osham Loy. So over here, the middle guy is the Malveh. But right now, it's not only affecting him because he also owes someone else money. And that person wants to take from the Loyveh. And he gets in the bezin and says, the Shtar is Amana. In that case, where it's affecting also the person that he borrowed money from, therefore you don't say Tavel of Bracha because now he's coming to cause someone else Hezek. Says Rashi, Shechav la'achirim b'hoida zu shehu moide shehu shtar amona. He's moide the shtar amona. He's causing someone else damage. Chav u'mafsid es achirim hanoishim boy. There's other people that he owes money to. Ve'ein lo man lahagboisam v'hayeroitzim ligvois chayv ze. Says Rashi, what does the other guy care? What does the other guy care if this is a shtar amona? He'll come back to me and get my money. I'm the Malveh. I say, that shtar is a shtar alva. I owe someone else money. Say it, I'll take care of you. Says Rashi, the reason is because Elo Malag Voisam, this Malveh doesn't have any money. All he's got is this shtar. So the people that he borrowed money from are hoping they're going to be able to get paid back through the halva. And he comes and says the halva is not halva. So now they have nowhere to collect money from. If he would have money, seems from Rashi, over there it wouldn't be a problem over here of him coming up and saying shtar amana. But because ein lo imalak boisam, they want to be goyver from this chayv. Therefore, it's called the case of chav lachir. In a chanami, but if I'm messing himself up, tovelav bracha. You can mess yourself up. That we don't care about. But no, because he's when a person is. But he's lemaisa. But the person is not nemo when he's when he chav lachirim. That's the migul.
I didn't have to come to this.
He's not Iboy Shasik. There's a star here.
There's a star that says that someone else owes me. I didn't have to say anything. I would have got the money. Instead, I'm coming and I'm saying I wouldn't have to pay my chayv.
People do that. It's a normal thing people do.
It doesn't make a difference. Even if you have a migu klape him, but concerning the person that you owe money to, he wants to collect his money. Your migu is not going to knock him off. L'chayra. We're going to have to do some research into what exactly is this yisoid of shibud d'rab nasan, that A owes B and B owes C. Now A can collect money from C. How exactly does shibud d'rab nasan work? What are the mechanics of shibud? It's a gzeres akosif. The Gemara says something from the pasuk v'nasan la'asher osham loy. What do we see exactly from the lashon of la'asher osham loy? There's a big machlokes over here in the Rishonim of how exactly to understand what shibud d'rab nasan is. Beis Hashem b'li neder, tomorrow we're going to try to understand. We want to do the toisus. We're going to do shibud d'rab nasan and the toisus going to chav la'acherim, and then hopefully start the common base.